Hello and welcome. I'm Casey James, welcoming you to Audio Boo number 3, Thanksgiving/Thanksliving. And how I came up with this title was quite interesting because I just decided to combine the holiday of Thanksgiving and the holiday of Christmas and all the holidays like that together. So that's how I came up with the title. And anyway, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays because the emphasis is on food, family, and friends, fellowship. And it's not about anything else. It's about getting together, sharing memories, making memories, living in the moment. It's taking a break from work. It's taking time to be grateful. And it's just a real time where we get together. We find out about who we are and all those types of things. And it's kind of like, now I'm beginning to sound like a Hallmark commercial, but on the Hallmark channel, you know, usually around Thanksgiving, they start the 28 days or 55 days till Christmas movies. And they're all these kind of feel-good movies. And a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I've seen that, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, this is a time when we need it. Not only seasonally wise, but in the history of the world, we need those warm fuzzies. We need encouragement. We need a pay it forward attitude. And, you know, I'm not going to go into anything preachy now, but for me, that's a time when I can kind of reflect and kind of think about the last year and kind of just really have a good feeling about life and a good feeling about my life and a good feeling about, you know, the world in general. So anyway, it's just one of those times. And as we get into Advent and the season of Christmas, that's another fun time, but maybe in a different way, you know, because if you have, you know, Santa Claus and presents and stuff, it's a different ball game, but it's still about family and friends and fellowship. And so I can remember one of my greatest Christmas memories is we had a few albums put out by Goodyear or something like that. It was some kind of tire promotion, I believe, and they would put out these albums, these Christmas albums, and I remember on one of them was a song called We Need a Little Christmas. And for those of you who are musically inclined, remember from the musical MAME, that song was in it. And it's like, haul out the holly, put up the bump, 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 light I've ever seen. And anyway, it's just one of those songs that kind of just grabs you and, like, you know, we need a little Christmas now. And I think that's the bottom line. We need good hope. We need faith. We need love. We need it now. And a lot of people are kind of like, don't like the Christmas spirit or can't get into it or whatever. I don't know. But it's like, you know, not only seasonally now, but in our world today where there's a lot of depression, there's despair, there's, you know, people, young men, old men, you know, and women as well, serving our country that are in a different place. There's people that are lonely. There's people that are divorced. There's people that are handicapped or whatever in some way. So we got to remember, you know, we got to use this time to embrace it and have those feel-good moments, but pass them on to others, you know. So I hope you have that kind of pay-it-forward mentality. And I always used to watch these shows at night, you know, like Cops or one of those kinds of shows. And then I was always grateful because my life wasn't that bad. So anyway, I hope this has inspired you. It has made your heart a little lighter. And time for a laugh break, ha ha ha. The owl and the pussycat went to sea, but the end of our story is quite sad. The owl pushed the pussycat over the edge because her iPhone was driving him mad. So with that, happy holidays, have a great day, and as always, may God bless.